Hello guys, welcome back to Be Vulnerable. I hope you're all having an amazing week. I'm trying to live up to my promise of posting more content and just being more active because I really do enjoy doing this. I'm just very busy right now in this season of life, as I've mentioned before, but I wanted to just jumpstart and just start talking about something that's really personal to me. I really want to share my testimony with you guys and talk about how I got saved, where I'm at now, what this whole process of getting to know Jesus has been like for me. Before I jump into my testimony, I just want to start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I just thank you so much for this day. I thank you for who you are. I thank you that you are a loving God, that you created this entire world, Lord. That outside just shows the beauty of your creation, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that today, Lord God, as I'm talking, Lord God, that you would speak through me, that it would not be my words, but it would be your words as I share my testimony, that I would not make it about myself or drawing attention to myself, but I would make it about your kingdom, Lord, and the ways that you have delivered me, and the ways that you have healed me, and what you have brought me out of, and what you are currently bringing me through, Lord. I pray that I will give glory to you and not to myself, Lord Jesus, and continue to humble me, Lord Jesus. In your name, amen. So let's get into it. Oh, my mama, we lit. Oh, my God, yo. Guys, please forgive me. That was so corny and cringy. But that's what I thought of when I said that. Today I'm going to be talking about my testimony. Most of you probably know me, so you probably know a little bit about my testimony, but for those of you who don't, I'm gonna just jump right in. So I was raised Christian, brought up in the church from a young age, Protestant church, non-denominational. I even went to private school. I literally went to private school kindergarten through 12th grade, so I've known about Jesus my entire life. Been in Sunday school, been in church, but I really never, it really wasn't that personal to me, because growing up, I had a lot of home issues. My parents, first separated when I was 14 years old, and then again and again, multiple years throughout, so my home life was very unstable. I had a dad that was verbally abusive and even sometimes physically abusive. So that is what I came from, and obviously that's not a good example of Christ. And because of my father, I really didn't want anything to do with God, because my dad would preach the word of God to me and then he would do things like that behind closed doors. So I was getting a very mixed message my whole life. And yeah, so it's not that I feel like there was a point I really wanted nothing to do with God, but I feel like I always had an interest in God and I liked learning about God, but I had so much sin in my life as well, that, and I felt like Christians were just so judgmental because I grew up with them my whole life, and I felt like they were always judging me because I wasn't your poster Christian child. I was out there being rebellious and doing things I should not have been doing. So I felt really judged by the Christian community in general. I just didn't fit in. I also went to a school that was pretty much very white. Nothing wrong with that, but as someone that's brown, I grew up with insecurities and stuff, and I feel like I just didn't fit the mold. When it came to Christianity, I wasn't Dutch like everybody in my school. I didn't I wasn't at that school for generations like some of the kids that went there. It's kind of weird that I assumed that's what a Christian was, but it is what it is. So to say all that, I didn't really want much to do with God. I was very hurt. And I was also very blinded in my hurt. And I don't think I really believed that God could heal me and set me free from my hurt. And I was just so used to doing the things that I was doing in order to cope. So just to be specific, especially in my high school years, it was always about men. Like, literally, I was always talking to a guy, making out with a guy, dating somebody. Like, I could not be without a man, and men is what I lived for. Like, I would not even do good in school. I would not study. I would barely do my homework. I was one of those kids that had like 100 missing assignments. It's kind of funny. That part's funny, but yeah, I was one of those people. Like, I really had no purpose in life. And my purpose in life was boys and just having fun with my friends. Like, that was my only relief from the pain that I was experiencing at home. So that was my life. And I've been through a lot of different things. Yeah, so then at 17 years old, this is like the height of it too. Like, I was always with a guy. I was even dating guys that were like so much older than me and really like had bad intentions with me. I started talking to this guy that I really, really liked, and I just assumed that it was just that we were exclusive and that it was just me and him. And because he was very misleading, like, he would take me out on dates, like, he would like even slip up and like say I love you to me, like, very manipulative and stuff. And I ended up being physically intimate with this person, and then 2 weeks later I found out he had a whole other girlfriend the entire time. So at 17 years old, that was really hard for me to deal with, knowing that I slept with this person and then realizing that he was lying to me the entire time. So that really broke me, along with all of the brokenness that I had going on in my household, the back and forth with my parents, and just my dad always screaming and yelling and being verbally abusive. I had so much pain, and I was just doing anything I could to numb it. And at that point, when that happened to me with that guy, I was like completely like numb. Like, I went numb. Like, I literally couldn't feel anything. Like, I'm such a sensitive, emotional person, but like, I couldn't cry for like an entire month or even longer. Like, I was just so like devastated by it, and I was just so disconnected as well from my emotions. So this was around 2019, January 2019. I met this guy. I don't want to name drop, but I'll name drop him actually because he's really great. Lester. He was my ex-boyfriend. And he brought me to church. He basically brought me to the Lord. Obviously, like, we're no longer together. He's married now, which is amazing. Yeah, so he brought me to church with him. He brought me to like a youth and young adult worship night at the church that I'd been going to for most of my life as well. Because I think at that point too, my parents weren't even going to church, so I wasn't going to church for like a year. He brought me to this youth and young adult worship night. I remember I was vaping in my car, pulling into the parking lot there, and I felt like I had nothing left to lose, so that's why I came. And also, I really came because I thought he was cute. Like, that was the only reason why. Which is funny, but yeah. Look at God, bro. I remember walking in and going into the sanctuary and just being in worship, and like, I did not want to let God in. I was super resistant, but I felt the presence of God. And I just kept resisting, resisting until I couldn't anymore. And it was the song, I believe it was a song, Psalm 23, like, I am not alone. Forgive me, I'm not a singer, but it was that song. And I just experienced the presence of God. I broke down crying. Like I said, I hadn't cried in months. Broke down crying, mascara running down my face. Just sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. And that was the night I got saved. Like, I don't even believe that I knew that's what happened to me that night, but since that day, something sparked in me. Like, the Lord, He brought His salvation upon me. I started reading my Bible. I started like trying to get plugged in at a church, like Grace Point. Reading my Bible every day, growing with God. like growing in the Lord, having that desire for Him that I had never had my whole life growing up in the church. And then day by day, I just started changing. I threw away my vape. I stopped having premarital sex. My life just completely turned around. The time I was also dating that guy, and you know, he was also trying to pursue the Lord. So my life just completely turned around in so many different ways. And also, like I told you, like, I never cared about school at all. Like, it was just not a priority to me, and I had so much going on in my home life. I feel like that was my main, that was what I was going through. Like, I had no time to really worry about school, like, because I was just in such emotional pain. So when I came to the Lord, I was about to enter into college, and it was like the summer, and I remember praying the entire summer, like, Lord, please help me to do good in school. Like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to be good at school. So, and He really answered that prayer, and 4 years later, 5 years later, here I am. I have a bachelor's of science in nursing, one of the hardest degrees, and that is just the favor of the Lord that's been upon me, because I did not know how to study. I did not know how to do good in school. I'm a procrastinator all the way. I'm not organized. I'm still working on that. But God was just, He just completely turned around every single area of my life. Everything that I did. Not to say that it was perfect, because I've still had so much pain, and I've dealt with a lot, and I'm still honestly mourning and grieving and trying to work through my past, because I truly have not put it all behind me. I've had things happen to me, like I've dealt with sexual assault, and bad, very bad relationships, and just being used by men. So I'm still like in the process of continuing just to heal from my past, continuing to give it all to Jesus. But that's basically where I came from. And yeah, that's not to say that I was perfect. Like I said, like, even still, like, I struggled, like, after I broke up with my ex, like, with still, like, having a desire for male attention and male validation, and kind of, like, falling back into my old habits of, you know, talking to lots of guys, feeling like I needed a guy, and talking to guys that weren't saved either. So, like, I had to go through those things. But I'm finally at that place now where I'm not like that anymore. Like, I'm not looking for an ungodly man, because I was attracted to those kind of guys for a long time. But, like, finally, like, I met Darian, and I feel like God completely changed, like, my attractions, like, and who I'm attracted to, because, like, Darian's an amazing man, and he loves God, and he treats me really well. And in the past, I never would have been attracted to somebody like him, because I was not attracted to those kind of guys. But it took years. It's taken years for me to just continue to unlearn certain things. Part of my testimony as well is just my struggle with, like, dissociation and daydreaming. Like, as a kid, like, I remember being, like, probably 8 years old, like, really young. I think I was that young. I don't really know. Like, there's a lot of gaps in my memory in my childhood because I was very traumatized. But I used daydreaming as a kid to, like, distract myself from what was going on in my household. Like, I would daydream for hours, and I had no clue I was even doing it. Like, it was just such a coping mechanism. And now in my adult life, whenever things are going wrong, like, I retreat back into my head and I try to daydream, try to go into fantasy world, but not like a normal amount of daydream, but like hours and hours. And that's something that God is, like, still delivering me from. Like, I used to do it for hours and hours a day. Now it's like a couple of minutes, you know, and that's just like God's favor in my life and God's healing that I've finally gotten to that point. But that's been one of my struggles, that level of dissociation and not wanting to be present and retreating in my mind, because that was so much safer than what I was going through at home. Yeah, but I went through all of that, and I've been through all of that, and I've had a lot of mental health struggles as well. Part of that also, like, when I was younger, I would cut myself. Like, I was one of those girls that I would cut myself, and I wanted to die, and I was very depressed, and I still have my bouts with it, but and I had my bouts with suicidal thoughts, but God is continuing to deliver me from those things. I haven't felt suicidal thoughts in a long time, and that's just evidence of God. And I'm also just currently working through like anxiety and OCD, which I think definitely is stemmed from my childhood and that walking on eggshells and needing to control my surroundings because things were always so out of control. And so I feel like right now I'm in such a season of healing more than ever before because I've been praying for healing this whole time and it hasn't come as fast as I've wanted it to. Like, I definitely see it in certain areas, but there's still a lot of work to be done. But I believe this year has really been that year that has highlighted so many different things to me. Like, especially my relationship with Darian, it's brought out so many different things, showing me the trust issues that I have with other people, the rejection issues, the attachment, like being anxiously attached or even avoidant. And so obviously that's been hard, but at the same time it's challenging me more and more to really heal, to really get like to the root of my issues. And I also started seeing a trauma therapist who does EMDR, which is like rapid eye movement. I don't even know the name of it, but it's basically trauma therapy to help you recover some of those lost memories and to really truly process the trauma that I've been through. And I know that God has completely led me to this therapist as well because I've been in talk therapy for years and it has helped me to some extent. But I think it's time that I really go deeper and really expose that those memories really get exposed and finally dealt with so I can just stop carrying around so much baggage and trauma. Yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot even for me to just like put that all out there, but that's my life. That's what I've been through. And despite all the things that I've been through, I know that God has used me and that He is using my giftings. Like, I know that if I am very sensitive and compassionate, and I really think part of that is what I have gone through, that it's brought a level of humility out of me where I'm able to see people that are hurting, where other people may not see that, I see the hurt. And that's a gift that only came through all the trauma and things that I've been through. But I still have my moments sometimes where I'm like, God, why did this have to happen to me? Like, I don't understand. Like, why me? And more I'm realizing that that's not the right attitude to have that. And I'm learning more and more to just be more grateful for the things that I have in my life and be grateful for where God has brought me from. Because I went from that girl who wanted nothing to do with the Lord, who was living in all of that in so much dysfunction, to a girl that, yes, still has some issues, but she's on the road to recovery, on the road to healing. She's in a relationship with a healthy man, with a good man. She has a good career as a registered nurse and is following the Lord and is in a good church community. Like, I would have never dreamt that I would be this person that I am today. And that has everything to do with Jesus and nothing to do with me. That has everything to do with the strength of God. Like, even the fact that I am alive right now, because for so many years, I didn't want that. I didn't want to be alive, but God never allowed me to take my life or even attempt to do that. Yeah, I hope that my testimony is able to inspire you, is able to heal you, and let you know that you are not alone. That I know sometimes some Christians put up facades and make it seem like their lives are just so perfect and good, or you know, people that have grown up in the church and barely ever strayed from it, and which is honestly such a beautiful testimony. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, and that's the way it should be. But for people like me who have had complicated testimonies, and people like who are probably listening to this, know that you are not alone. That it's okay that you don't have things all together. It's okay that you're still healing, learning, and growing. And that we're gonna be on this journey for the rest of our lives to continue to unlearn things that we've learned and to continue to grow closer to Christ. And that's for all Christians. But let's continue to have that sort of growth mindset and not being okay with where we're at, getting uncomfortable, being willing to get uncomfortable and to deal with our pain and deal with our trauma. But yeah, that's me. Dang, I really did this in 20 minutes. I feel like I could have made it so much longer, but I talk fast, so. This was me being vulnerable. I inspire you and I challenge you today to get out there and be vulnerable with people. Share your story. Share what God has done in your life. Share where you've come from. And just see the way people open up to you. Yeah. I love you guys so much. I pray that you have an amazing day. I know that it's probably just my family and friends, but it makes me really happy to hear people have been listening to this and that it's been helping people and touching people. I pray you all have a blessed day. God loves you. Amen. Bye.